You have to say it nice and calmly. If you want your wife to listen to you, say it nice and calmly. That's the reason, then she'll accept it from you. If you yell at her and get her too nervous, then it could be she'll be afraid to say no, and she'll even go and light the neros on Shabbos then. That's no good. You shouldn't, again, make her too fear, put too much amor in the house. You have to tell it over to her nicely. Then she'll listen. And Amar Rav Ashi, I know, me myself, lo yishmi lo yehod Rabba Bar Chana, I did not hear this over from Rabba Bar Chana, v'yikiyamtiyam esvara, I did it from my own knowledge, my own svara, told him I'd do like this also. When you want to get something across, the nicest way is to do it b'nichusa, do it nicely. The nicer you talk, the more they'll accept it. Amar Rav Avua, again, a person should not be too much fierce in a house. Don't make the people fear you too much. Once happened with a great person that hit the lemmy a servant of Beisa. He made the people in his house fear him too much. And he almost went teeth, something that was treif. We'll soon see. They almost gave him teeth. Now, first of all, what's the case? Who was this? Umani, who was this? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. It was him. The vice of the people in the house were afraid of him, and because one time they lost a piece of meat, so they were afraid to tell him they lost the meat, so they were about to cut off a piece of meat from an animal to bring him Eva Menachai before they made the Shechita, that they lost the leg of an animal, so they were about to cut off another leg from another animal. So Mary asked the question, is that true? Hechilu, is it really that they served him teeth? This Eva Menachai, this time they cut off a leg of an animal without Shechita, and they gave him teeth from it, is that true? Hachilu Sagadata, could you tell me this? Hash, do we know the klal is? Behem tom shel tzadikim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu meivet hakol al yodom. Madach through a maisim that the behem of a tzadik. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make them eat something wrong. Pinchas ben Yor. It says this chamor did not even eat food that wasn't gemaisit. Is tzadikim atzvom lekoshchein. For sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let, like a big tzadik, eat something that's treif. And first it speaks out, Amar Ben Atam, Tloi Porach El Agabi Midi Di Achila. The Gemara only asks this question, a tzaddik is not nice and teach something that's treif. On Achila, Di Genai Yulet Tzaddik Sheikha Dabrisim. It's a terrible Genai, teach something that's treif. Now, Shenke, it does happen sometimes that tzaddik can do something wrong. That the Gemara doesn't ask the question. The Gemara Makkah says he once killed somebody by mistake. That the Gemara doesn't ask. But to say that a tzaddik ate something treif, that's a big genai, that usually does not happen to tzaddikim. That's the question over here. How could we say that achilu, they really gave him to eat evim and achai? So the Gemara says, ela bikshu l'achilu davar gadol. Rather, they wanted to give it to him, but not that he really ate it. Oh, my niya, what was it? Evim and achai? It was evim and achai. And Rashi says that they lost a piece of meat and they were very afraid of him. So they did was, they cut off a leg from another animal to give it to him. But the story was not that he really ate it. He really didn't eat it. But just because he put too much fear in the house, it was almost happening. So we learn now from this, not to put too much fear in the house. Sholach leimar uk for the Rebbe Loza. That b'nei yodam hoim demalai. I have somebody, like a big Russia. He's around me. I have opportunity now to like tell on him to the king to get him in trouble, to let him be put in jail. What's the law? Am I allowed to do it or not? Can I be a malshin? Can I tell on somebody that's a big Russia doing me bad things? Can I tell on him to the government? That the government, like I'll tell him about it, he doesn't pay his income tax. And they'll put him away for that. Am I allowed to do it or not? So Shirtut, he first made lines on the paper. Shirtut, he made lines. The Kosovo, and he wrote to him like this, a Pasuk of Tehillim that says, Omarti Eshmura Darki Machatoi B'Lishoni. I'm watching myself not to do Averis with my mouth, with my talking. And Eshmura Lefi Machsoim, I watch and close my mouth, B'yoid Rosh L'Negdi, even when the Rosh is in front of me. So he dashins, Afal Pisha Rosh L'Negdi, even though a Rosh is right in front of me, that means even though I have a Rosh here that's doing bad things to me, Eshmura Lefi Machsoim, I'll still watch my mouth and keep my mouth quiet. In other words, you're not supposed to do it. It's not nice to tell on somebody else. That's not the way to do it. Sholach lei, so he sent him back, you should know, koi mitzayrli tuva, but he's giving me a lot of pain. I can't take it anymore. But he's stealing from me, he's bothering me, he's doing very bad things to me. What can I do about it? V'loi matzino di'ikambu, I can't go against him, I can't fight him, what can I do? Shalach Leisei, sent it back like this. The Pasuk says, Doim LaHashem V'Yischol Eloi. That means, Doim LaHashem, you be quiet and just hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like daven to Hashem, V'Yapinu Mecho Chalolim Chalolim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself, he'll throw them down, like Chalolim is a dead body. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill them for you. Not that you should do it, you're supposed to daven to Hashem. And Hashem will take care of it. So that's what happened. Hashkin Barav Alain Lebes Medrish. You go and daven in the morning and evening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shul, Fehen Kolam Yaleim. And they'll die by themselves. His Hadov Yotzim Firi Ablaza. So this came out, this is what Ablaza gave him back, this Eitzah. And when the Maisa was, when Asnu Legineva Bekailor. Right away they put this Rosh Legineva, that was his name, Bekailor into prison. That's what happened. Rosh Legineva means Shal Shelish Shal Barzo. Mamish metal changed. Change they put around him. And they gave him over to the Malchus, and that's the way they killed him. So that's the Eitzah to do. To dive into Hashem, but not yourself to go and tell on him. So Toys the Kasha, even though the Gemara in Shabbos says, you're not supposed to do this either. You're not supposed to daven to Hashem that Hashem should kill somebody. It said, that's only when there's a Bezdin on this world. So what you're supposed to do is go to Bezdin. Let Bezdin take care of it. But if there's no Bezdin, then you're allowed to daven to Hashem. And now, Mishkum Aleinu Beisamedesh means Kama Lassik V'Torah. The other Pshat Torah says here it just means not that you should really daven that he should die, but you go and do a lot of extra mitzvahs. You go and learn Torah. And B'schus Zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself will take care of him. But Torah's first Pshat is that if you see Bezna, nobody can help you in this world, then you are allowed to daven to Hashem, that person should die. Right. Shochu Leila Marukva. They asked the question to Marukva. Zimra Minolon Diyosar. How do we know you're not allowed to hear music? So Rashi learns, Zimra means L'shara B'Beis HaMishtois. Rashi again learns, it means in a Beis HaMishtois with a drinking wine, how do we know you're not allowed to hear music now? Really, we had this Gemara in Saita, after the Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, they made the Gzeri, you're not supposed to listen to music. So how do you know you're not allowed to listen to music B'Beis HaMishtois, Rashi learns, by the place where they're drinking wine. So Shirtet again, he drew the lines on the paper. To Koslo, and he wrote back to him the post that says, Al tismach Yisrael agil ba'amim. Don't be happy, but gil amim the way the goyim are doing it. The Lishtach Leh, he asked him a question, why don't he send back this post, mihocho, b'shir lo yishto yayin, yayin meshech l'shoyse, why don't he send back this post better? So Gemarin said, if he would have sent back from this post, kavamina, I would have thought, hani mili zimru demona. Only you can't use instruments. A kli you can't use. Avo de Pumishor, but maybe singing with your mouth should be mutter. Kamash Milano, that even singing with your mouth, that's also awesome. So this is the big shell exactly what Issa we're talking about over here. So the Velt is making a little bit to say, really the Mechaba brings down, that the Zikr Issa is, like Rashi says, the Beis HaMishtois means somebody that's drinking wine. Beshash, you're drinking wine, you're the matzav of a big simcha, at that time you're not supposed to sing music, or even hear music, it's awesome. But Bizman, you're not drinking wine, the time is not such a simcha bikizman, then you are allowed to listen to music. That's more or less the hetta by Ilam Azel, where a lot of people do listen to music. However, there is the Bach Shita, there are some Shitas, and as you do a Moshe Feinstein, the Chazal Baruch Hu, he used to be Machmi, he used to hold the Tzarkas also to listen to music. After the Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, it's also to listen. That's the Bach Shita. Right. Anyway, any type of music goes also. Really, that was the right for the Gemara we had a little heter is, I mean, really we had the Gemara in Saita. That was the Gemara we had. The Gemara over there said that the Gardi, a shipman is allowed to listen to music. Because his music is helping him do the work. But a Gardi, a weaver, him to him, music is just the schaik piano that you're not allowed to do. So not Gemara's mashma, any type of music is also. Only if a person needs it while he's doing his work, that's mutter. So some people also want to make up for a wife. Sometimes when you're doing work, you're very nervous, and the music calms you down, lets you do your work better. That would also be ksaseta. Another ksaseta is bechalav. You have these music that has shiras such as bachot that has a zmiros into it, the words of Hashem that's more you, that gives you a little bit of a chizik to do mitzvahs. If it does, that's also ksaseta. It puts you into good mood to do avodas Hashem. But otherwise, you need a heta. But the Mechaba, a little bit heter is that the Mechaba brings down, like Rashi says here, that the main issue here is the Beis HaMishtois. At a time when you're drinking wine, when then you're very happy, so then you should not have music around. Right. Omalei Rav Hamnuna Bar Nosin Rav Ashi. My dechsev, what's the pasuk saying, Yeshua, kina v'dimuna v'yadod? What's these three words? Omalei, he said back, Timposhid, mislosa d'Eretz Yisrael k'choshev, it's saying over the cities in Eretz Yisrael. So what should be kashu, what the pasuk is doing? So Omalei, he said back to him, Otto, don't you think Anolo Yadana the Mesvasa Eretz Yisrael Kachoshev? Don't you think that I know that also that these are the cities in Eretz Yisrael? Elo, what I mean to say is like this: that Rav Gevira may Agizo, Rav Gevira from this place Agizo, Oma Botaima, he said a little bit time in these psukim that the pasuk means to teach us something. Kina v'dimuna v'yadod is teaching us something. It teaches us like this: Kol Sheyesh Lo Kina Chaveroi. Somebody is jealous about his friend, but for Doimim he keeps quiet. He doesn't really do the way he's jealous, doesn't do anything about it. In Sheikhina the Yad Oisaladin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu that lives in Shemayim, like we'll do a big din. It's a tremendous chai you get that really you would want to have kinnage. You're jealous about somebody, but you keep quiet, you don't show it. That's a tremendous chus. Omalei said that if you dash in these psukim, Elomayativ so tiklak umadamna visinsana, another three cities. Hachinami, you have a pshat over here also. Omelech said back to him, he had Rabbi Gevira, Mevei Agiza Ochom. If Rabbi Gevira would be here now, have Yamabo time, he would take a say something. And Rav Achim Mevei Chuzoi Yamabo Ochi. Rav Achim Mevei Chuzoi said up Shan these three words. What do these three words mean? Siklok and Madamna Vesisona. True, their names are cities. But what else is it teaching us? That Kol Mi Sheyesh Lai Tzakas Legi Machaberei. Someone has, Rashi says, Shagayzim Menu V'yer L'chayif. Somebody has complaints about somebody else is going into my business and he's ruining my panosa. He's going down, he opened up the same business I have. V'doimim, and still I keep quiet about it. In Sheikhin Besneh, Oisle Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him back din, will help him out. I'm not sure if a guy means that even though the person did a b'yissa, or could be the person did not do it b'yissa. But I call upon him in such a case that somebody's bothering you and you just keep quiet and have b'tochen in Hashem, Hashem will help you out. Omalei Resh Galus L'Rafuna Kalila Minolon D'Yosu. Well, see, had this in Gemara in Saita. This type of an ateris, this crown that the chasn wears b'shas t'chasna. How do we know it's Yosu? Omalei said back to him in the Rabbanan. It's only Yosu in the Rabbanan. After the churban of Beis Hamikdash, we don't do it. The Tanan we learned last Mishnah in Saita. The Pul Mishlas Pesinus. By the time he went out Muhammad, his gozer al ateris chasana. They made a gzera not to wear the crowns. Put a crown upon a chosin, the al eris, and not to have a drum there, special drum they used to have. You shouldn't play the drum because of the churban of Beis Hamikdash. Now the Ochi afterwards, Rav Huna lafnuya. Rav Huna wanted to walk outside. Omalei Rav Chizah said back to him, crux it, like you're saying it's only with Rabbanin, the churah have more than that. It's a posik in Yecheskel. The posik in Yecheskel says that Koyamar Hashem Lakim, Hoster Amitz Nefes V'horim HaTorah. Take off the mitznefes, the hat, the kohen gadol wears, and take away the atara. Zois le zois, this not that. Hashrei la'gvor v'agviya v'hashbil. What was big, he brought down, what was low, he brought up. So Mara asked the question, what does this pasuk mean? V'chema'in ye mitznefes, eitz la'atara. What does the hat of a kohen gadol have to do with an akara, a crown? Ela means to teach us this pasuk. Ela le'imeloch. That this man, Shem, it's nefes b'resh kohen gadol, when we have the Beis Hamikdash, and we have a kohen gadol that wears this hat, is our Torah b'resh kol adam. Then a chosin's allowed to wear the crown. But nistalkum, it's nefes, when there's a churban in the Beis Hamikdash, b'resh kohen gadol, we don't have a kohen gadol anymore, not wearing this crown anymore, then the loch is his hat, nistalku atorah b'resh kol adam. Then a chosin also is not allowed to wear a crown. So it's not stam a new gzerim in the rabbanon. It's an old din already that's brought down in Yecheskel already. That's what he is. All right, turn over. So what says that the hochin? Meanwhile, also Rav Huna came ashkechinu to the yasvi. So he was sitting down. So we heard over this shiloh, the question was, how do we know it's also for chosin to wear this crown? Is it stam gzerim midrabbanan or is it a posuk from Yecheskel? Omalei said back to him, Elokim midrabbanan. Really, no, it's only midrabbanan. Elochizda shemecha v'chazdoim milecha. Chizda is your name, and you're saying over very sweet things. No, you're saying over a good thing. But I call upon him, it's only yasim midrabbanan, like the Mishnah in Sanhedrin in Saita says. Rashi learns, Ukro biatara shemelech mari. That's what the pasuk is saying, not to wear a crown, it means the crown of a king. Shneurs, he was saying, Rashishra, you must nabe, shetibata lakuna, viyigla titkiyo begoyla. That the kuna will be both, and there'll be no more melech. That's what he was saying over there. Not to say that a chosin can't wear a crown. That the chosin can't wear a crown, that's only the Mishnah in Saita, so the Rabbanon de Galocha. Here the Novi was saying over, that's going to be both of the melech. Ravina Asher Chela Mabar Avashi. Ravina found Mabar Avashi, Devi Godel Klilu Lebrati. He was making like a crown for his daughter, for a chasna. Omele, he said to him, Lesobula Mar Hosam et Snepas or Matara. Don't go from this postic like that you're not allowed to wear crowns now? Omele, do me the coin Godel. Like the apostle Omele, the coin Godel, the Gavri, Abba Benashi Loi. It's only also for a man to wear a crown. But for the Kala, the wife, she's allowed to. Now the Mar says, My Zeus Le Zeus. What does it mean this and not that? What does the postic mean? So Dorosh Rav Avia, that Zimna Nomele Mishmed Rav Ami, Zimna Nomele Mishmed Rav Asi. Sometimes it said over the name of Rav Ami, and sometimes it said over the name of Rav Asi. That Bishor Shom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, Hoster Amitz Nefes, take off like the hat of the Kohen Gadol. For Amo HaTor, take off the crown, is Omru Malchah Shosat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Zayis Lehem Li Yisrael, is this what you're doing to Klai Yisrael, like you're giving them a Churban of Beis HaMikdash? Is this what you're doing to them? Shekdimu Lefanecha B'sina Nasa L'Nishma. Klai Yisrael set in front of you, B'hasina Nasa V'Nishma. Do they deserve to have a Churban of Bayis? Omalhens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to them, Loi Zayis Lehem Li Yisrael, no, don't they really deserve this? Sheshpilu es agvoya, they brought down the high, the agvoya es ashof, and they brought up the low. What does that mean? The midu tselem hechel. That now they went after the goyim, like the rishoyim, and they put a tselem in the hechel. So, because the Kaya saw this such chatoyim, that's why I'm taking away the base of Migdish now. Dorosh Rabavia, Zinu nom la mishmed rabami, Zinu nom la mishmed rabasi. My desil, what does the posuk say in Nochum, what does the posuk say? That, Koyamar Hashem, Im shleimim if you're full, v'chein rabim if you're a lot, v'chein no goizu b'yoivu. You should cheer up yourself and then go over. So what does this mean? It means like this. Im roya odom shem is a noisa mitzumtzamin. If somebody sees that his money is going low, he only mamash has exact enough money to live on now, but he's losing his money. What should he do? Yasam yam tzedakah. Just the opposite. People think when they're losing money, they can't give tzedakah now. Mars says just the opposite. If you see you're losing your money, go and give tzedakah. The koshchen shem rubim, and then for sure you'll have more money. That's the way to get it, do a good business deal. By giving tzedakah, then you get takscha, you become rich again. My v'chein nigoiz v'yov. What does it mean to say shear off and then go over? Tana the Rabbi Yishmael. Kol ha-goiz is minachosav. Somebody shears off like it's a mushel of a sheep shearing off its wool. So if you shear off from your nechassim, for yaisim em tzedakah, take off some money, give it to tzedakah, nitzah medina shekehenim, you'll be saved from gehenim. And most was an example, l'shnei rechelis, to two sheeps, shayu oiveras v'mayim, they're going over the river. Achaz gezuzah v'yachas eni gezuzah. One's just had a haircut, and one is full of wool. Is gezuzah ovra, the one that just had a haircut, shall swim across, shall make it across. Shein the Gezuzah, the one that wasn't sheared off, has all the wool on her, lo yovah, she can't make it through the water. That's the mashler also. If you shear off and give tzedakah, with that you'll be saved. Huh?
What's the reason? Too heavy?
The wool, yeah, you can't get through the water. Yeah, the wool will keep her, she can't swim in stomach. If you have too much wool on you, you can't get through the water. It's easier to go through, the less you have on you, the easier to go through. So that's the mashler, if you shear off your own property, give for tzedakah, for that you'll be zeicha to become more, to have more panosa. Potter said,